Ooh wee, Kyle. That was a great show and all, but how do we kill Jiminy? I mean, he was pissing you off.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he annoyed me as well, but it's like, it is what it is. At the end of August to mid-September, Jiminy's going to be here. There's nothing we can do about it.
Literally. We have plugged all the holes up outside or what we thought. So I don't know how they are getting in here, but it's like I'm like every single year I go insane.
Yeah.
Because it's chirps all day.
All day. And you're working 8 hours and you just hear chirp.
That's chirp. All I'm hearing.
God damn, that sucks.
It's not great. It's
the worst. And if I get annoyed 35 minutes into the pod, you must be livid.
I sometimes can, like, you know, zone them out, but
right, get like noise canceling headphones or something.
Yeah, I've noticed lately that I have been working without music,
because
I'm just like so focused and worried of like not getting everything done on time that I just like sit down and get straight to it, and I just forget.
Yeah,
but
I've been listening to a lot of Chappell Roan. Still, she's still. It's just good fun times, dude. You know. Yeah. Good fun times. I'm all about it. I'm also all about like a person that like really grinded to get to where they are and they still has that spirit in them, you know?
Sure.
I like
yeah.
that. I like that about the youth. All right, Kyle, listen, let's get into it. It's the after show. You're here. So, you know, we could talk shit and answer some questions. We got our open critic. I have not seen our open, or sorry, what did I say? Fantasy critic.
Fantasy critic.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start the show with a little bit of fantasy critic. I have not opened fantasy critic in over a month, because I know I've won, and truth be told, I'm just here to ask Kyle if he wants to quit yet. Kyle, do you want to pull out of the race?
Absolutely not.
I've heard from some of your closest advisors that it's probably for the best that you leave the race.
No, I'm not going to leave the race.
Why not?
I'm not a coward.
All right. Well, what makes you think that? Because right now, currently, as it stands, House Slanger stands strong with first place with the actual points. Holy shit. 286 solid to Kyle's measly 192.7. I have 21 release games. Kyle has 22 release games, expecting 17. My budget, 21 doll hairs. Kyle's budget, $1. So, Kyle Stevenson. Your retort.
I don't have much of one. I realize this uphill battle that I have.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging on to hope.
Mm-hmm.
That the games towards the top of my team.
Sure.
Because most of yours have come out.
That's right.
That they will close the gap. And then I'm praying that some of these other ones. Mm-hmm. Get me close.
Okay.
I just have to be smart with it. I have to use the super drop smart.
Right.
And wisely.
It's true.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's going
to
be.
Do you think there's a path to victory?
Honestly, no. And that makes me mad because I really do not want to shave my face.
Yeah.
We should do
something maybe a little kinder next year to each other. Like, I don't know, we gotta say like ooey gooey drum gum drops or something in the show randomly. Like, we should the shaving now retrospect. I mean, I'm still gonna make you do it.
I gotta find
the clown makeup. Oh, it's right there. I'll do it next week.
Sure. Clown makeup
on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
God, I mean, you look good with a mustache. I really do think you're actually gonna fall in love with it.
I've done it before. I don't like it.
I think you go to the barber and make a whole thing about it.
Oh, God.
Uh-uh. I'll pay for the barber. How much is a barber? $20?
You don't go to the barber anymore? You just do it yourself?
Yeah, I just do it myself. Haven't done that. I have not gone to the barber since I was like 16, 17. Mm.
My last haircut before the showcase and beard trim was around like $26.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's not terrible, but
not terrible. Yeah, make a day of it. Pamper yourself.
Here's where just to update everybody.
Okay.
Here are the games I still have on my team.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Please remind folks.
I've got Metaphor, ReFantazio.
ReFantazio.
I've got Mina the Hollower, which probably is not going to come out because we haven't heard anything from it yet.
That's a bummer.
I've got the Plucky Squire.
Got the Plucky Squire, dude.
I've got Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Got that.
There's I've got that. Indy. Indiana I've got Jones. Rise of the Golden Idol. I've got Aura, which I might drop. I don't know. I'm on the fence about that one.
The
other like Civ game.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got Neva. Oh my god, I got Neva. I got AC Shadows. I've got Astrobot. I've got Life is Strange. I've got Super Mario Party. Mm-hmm. I've got Factorio Space Age DLC expansion. I've got the Dragon Ball Z fighting game. Mm-hmm. I've got Silent Hill 2 Remake I picked up because the previews were so positive. And then Marvel Rivals, which might not stay. I just picked it up just because.
Yeah, I told you before the show, I'm like, I would not. And I don't even want to help you. Rivals was, it made me mad because I was like, Concord's so much better than this.
Yeah, but then I also heard people who I think played more of it and they're like, yeah, no, it's pretty good. So all I was right. like, I don't know. Who all knows? Right.
Yeah. And listen, I have some stuff I have to drop too, but I'll tell you what I have. I have Frostpunk 2, Beloved. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, which Kyle counterpicked, coming out in November. Towerborn, that's coming in early access, but you know, we respect what early access means here. And so I will drop it because it will not score any points because it is early access. It will not come out officially in 2024. I hope I made myself clear on that. Rift of the Necrodancer, which I might have to drop at this point. Dragon Age, The Veil Guard.
That's a big one.
I have Age of Mythology Retold 82. That's going to net me 12 points. That's actually, I'm at 104 right now. 304.
I think that's going to go down a few points because that's usually what happens.
I mean, I think it's going to stand strong.
As more people who don't get a code early play it, it might average out a little bit lower. I think
they got enough.
Okay.
Dragon Age of the Veil Guard. Persona 3 Reloaded. Episode Aegis. The Answer. Ooh-wee. Lego Horizon Adventure is going to be a pretty fun time. Just need that in somewhere in the sevens. Mm-hmm. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. Goodness gracious. Choo-choo. The train doesn't stop there. Wander Stop. Forgot what that was all about.
You only picked that because I said I was into that game.
right. There you go. Dragon Quest 3. And I'm not even going to look it up again. Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D Remake. Jesus Christ.
This next one is the one that I think kills all of my hopes.
Legend of Zelda. Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. And last but not leastly, let's close the book on this fool, Mario and Luigi Brothership. I play for keeps. I play to win.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got too cute with my team.
And we keep going. We keep trucking. I'm surprised. I thought you kept Concord. And I thought Concord would be an 80. I'm going to be real with y'all.
I've never been so off in my life. I dropped it just because I had a feeling this would have happened.
That is fair. That's fair. That said, Kyle, we have these fools on this other fantasy league that have cheated. They have admitted it. They said, who cares about rules? We don't respect them. And we are losing in that league because of their cheating, because of their obfuscating of the facts of the basic rules of fantasy. It's like they never played a fantasy anything, let alone a critic. How are we doing over there, Kyle?
No, we're doing okay. I mean, yeah, we're in last place.
Whatever, right now.
It's fine.
It's okay.
You know
who's in last place too? Rocky. And you know what happened to him? In the second one, one. Took them a movie to get there. A whole
I
movie.
I will say, XCP, they only have two more games on their list.
Okay.
And then the every game they've had releases. Nerd Chat has five. They have six more games.
Okay.
We have nine.
Oh.
And we're only 30 points behind Nerd Chat. And we're 60 points behind XCP. So I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I feel it in my loins. But we do need to drop something.
We do. I think it's time.
It's time.
We're dropping Silk Song.
It's not coming out. And honestly, at this point, Team Cherry, you should be embarrassed. You should actually talk to your community. I mean that. It's enough. Come on, man. Talk to them. Give them real timelines, man. Piss me off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Pissing me off. So what are we replacing?
So let's play by their rules and let's state what we're dropping and picking up immediately because that's how it works.
Because that's how it works.
In this system.
So
for some
stupid.
Reason.
There's no betting. And I love how their excuse is like, duh, we're dumb idiots. We don't know how any
but
of this works.
Here's the thing, Joe, that drives me nuts. See, now you've got me riled up and I'm falling into your trap I fucking hate it.
Yes.
If we weren't supposed to use the budget, right?
Right.
Tell me why they use $10.
Wow. They're cheating on a level that
is... If we were supposed to just pick up and drop and let them know which ones we wanted.
Yeah.
Why did they use some of the budget?
Why? Makes you think.
Makes you think.
Why would they keep taking it
this seriously, by the way, anyone that's listening?
Why would they? First off, here's this thing, gang. They took Hades, a game that doesn't come out yet, and then they're like, oh, well, it got a high score. It's not out yet. It's still in early access. It's not an official release. But then they don't get the scores for whatever the fuck other early access game they had, and they dropped it. So they're just picking and choosing what they take and what they don't. They're using the budget when it feels right to them. What I'm trying to say here, and you know I don't like to
quote figure. Karma's coming.
Karma's coming, and karma's a bitch, okay? Karma's a bitch.
Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. God, JoJo Siwa. That whole thing needs to be studied.
what a star, dude.
What are we thinking? We're dropping Silk Song.
Yeah.
I have an inkling.
Do you want to do Neva?
That's where I'm leaning.
How did Gris do?
I think Gris did pretty good.
Did it? Let's see.
86.
Neva it is.
The only one that I was like, maybe this is just a preview talk hyping me up is Silent Hill 2.
I wouldn't. It's still risky.
But like,
it's still risky. I don't trust that dev.
Neva is also like, this is coming from an indie lover here.
Right.
That game screams indie bait and high score bait.
Yeah. It's Neva.
Kind of what I was going for with Harold Halibut, and that I fell on my face on that one.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's Neva.
I think it's Neva as well.
Would you like to send the DM right now to them saying, hey, we're dropping Silk Song for Neva? So that way we could lock it in.
Yeah, let me do
and
voice
play
to
by
text,
the rules.
Let me do this. All right, again, voice to text so you guys know exactly what I'm texting and it won't get taken out of context because I'm always taken out of context by the media who always takes my words and spins them. All right, and I'm sick of these media folks that don't understand average gamers taking my words out of context. So here I am. I'm going to, again, voice to speak.
Oh,
ready?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Should we also talk about dropping Mina?
Yes.
For what, though? Let's do it all in the same text.
You're right. Honestly, I love The War Within. I think that's going to net us some big points.
Yeah, once it gets a score, just media's... recovering from Gamescom.
Right. Do we want it for Diablo? Diablo 4, the DLC? Or do you want to pull a real dick move that I did to you? Sure, points on the board. We put it towards the Persona 3 Reload Aegis, the Answer DLC.
I don't think we can.
And see, their rules are so dumb.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we can. It's there.
There you go. Again, a DLC that people liked more than the base game. And the base game has rated in the high 80s. We need all the points we can get. We're down bad. They're cheating left and right.
Yeah. Why not
just throw a little shit their way, you know?
Yeah. I'm just giving everything else a look.
Please, we don't want to say anything we're gonna regret. We don't want to go to bed angry, you know? This is really
like, is there anything that's like sneaky that might?
Yeah. And again, they've cheated so bad. I just want to read you one of my replies. I really do. I said, one sec. They're whispering because they're cheating. It's funny to hear from a little babies crying. I wouldn't argue against it. All right. Yeah, because they sneakily took Astrobot. Like, they didn't announce it. You're supposed to announce it. They never announced it. And now they're like, well, it's too bad. We have it. Like, come on. Come on. I said, and this is my one thing I'm vamping now. I said to them, because these nerd chat boys are full of poop, and I use poop instead of shit. Because shit's too good for them.
Jesus Christ.
When I thought of that, I was laughing like this. I'm like, I fucking nailed it.
What was the other Diablo 4 DLC that came out? Did that get a score?
No, this is their first expansion with the first class. So I think we could take it, hold it, and then if in the next coming weeks we feel like we can maneuver around some things. Yeah, Silk Song ain't coming out this
year. Are we absolutely 1,000% certain that Vessel of Hatred will get a score?
Yes, it's an expansion. It's not like a DLC. It's like a Destiny 2 expansion.
It's like a 1.5.
Yeah, think of it like that. It adds a new class, new area, okay. New baddies.
Okay, so we're dropping Silk Song for Neva.
Yep.
And we're dropping Mina for Diablo 4 Vessel of Hatred.
Correct.
Okay, lock it in.
All right, we're locking it in.
We're playing by your rules now, baby. Right.
And again, I want to read this. I want to say it so you know it. Voice chat. All right, losers. So, based on your dumb rules that are stupid,
Jesus Christ,
we're announcing, and this is also on the Patreon show, so that our words don't get taken out of context.
Jesus Christ.
Because they always get taken out of context.
Oh, my God.
That if we're allowed... That was sarcasm, by the way. I got put dot 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 myself. If we're allowed to take the Persona 3 DLC, and
that's not what no, that's not what we said.
What did we say?
We're doing Diablo 4 Vessel of Hatred.
Okay.
And we're doing Neva.
All right. Neva, I gotta type out Neva because it's gonna be hard to, you know, sure. It's not gonna get it. It's probably fuck this whole thing up. Okay. And the Diablo 4 Vessel of Hatred.
And drop
Silk Song.
And Mina.
Since those games aren't coming out. ... Like you should have done with Hades because it officially comes out in 2025. But we're playing this fair, so we're announcing those two games because they come out this year. 2024. The year of our Lord. But you wouldn't know that because you guys are going to hell.
Good Lord Almighty. To their credit, they drafted Hades 2 at the beginning.
Right,
they didn't pick it up when they had a score. None of that bullshit.
I'm also using voice to text. I hope this made sense. That's it. But if not, the TLDR.
God, he's still going.
Middle finger emoji.
You are still going.
There you go. Okay, there you go. I just don't want my words to be taken out of context. They're always taken out of context. All the time. And I'm sick of it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sick of it. I mean, as you can see, I've been very cordial with people that are cheating right in front of us, and we can do nothing about it. Nothing. And you're right about that Persona DLC. Who knows if it's even going to get reviewed. But nonetheless, that's been our Fantasy Critic League. That's been the happenings that's been going on. And the fuckery at foot. And can I say this, Kyle, as well?
Mm-hmm.
The next, when we start our 2025 fantasy, that will be the main show topic.
Okay.
We're not going to do it to Patreon so that people know the first episode of this calendar year. It could be we're getting in the weeds here.
Okay.
We're drafting them. We're not, I don't even think we should do like our top four, like top 10 games. It's like, we're drafting these games. That's how we're going
to
do
it. Oh, my God. You know what we forgot to put in the main show that I What's wanted that? To talk about?
What's that? Talk about it here.
Have you seen that RPG gameplay for Claire Obscure Expedition 33?
No.
Holy shit. I'm going to share my screen right now because we're not recording video.
No, we're not.
So this is an RPG that got shown at...
Just make sure to mute it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got shown at SGF.
Oh.
And has Ben Starr as the lead voice.
All right. What up, Ben?
Turn-based RPG that I feel like, Joe, you're going to love.
I like this.
Because.
Yeah, tell me.
It's not just, wait for things to happen to you. It looks like you have to dodge on time.
Okay.
And parry on time.
Okay.
This looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk it out so everyone can see what we're seeing here.
That's right. Jiminy has thoughts too. He's sharing a whole bunch.
Jiminy can shut the
game
fuck
looks
up.
Good.
Game looks gorgeous. Yeah. So it seems like you are similar to kind of like the Order. Like you're a group of folks who are trying to uncover the weird shit that's going on. There's Ben Starr's character right there. I'm not sure who voices this other character. But I'm pretty sure the third character that pops up is Shadowheart's voice actor.
Oh.
Voice actress, Jennifer English, I believe.
Okay.
So that's super fun and exciting. The environments are cool. It looks like they're underwater with like kelp and everything, but they're not.
It looks very good for an indie game.
Oh, like, yeah. I feel this is Kepler Interactive Publishing. So I think it's got some money behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me just skip ahead so you can see a little bit of the gameplay.
Okay.
It looks like enemies will be out in the open. You go and interact with them and you go straight to a battle.
Nice.
And then like typical turn-based stuff. So like you're inputting your skills and it's similar to Sea of Stars where you kind of have to hit the buttons in time.
Yeah.
I love how the menus aren't just like boxes. It like comes off the player. Now watch this. On the side, you can parry and dodge when they attack, and you have to time it yourself.
Ooh.
So it looks super fun. You get the order of who's going next in the top left, so like you can plan ahead for strategy.
Yeah, it's super flashy.
Which I love Final Fantasy X. Like, I love the victory scene, whatever. It looks so good.
You need to have Ben on again.
This is Shadowheart's character. I'm pretty sure that's her.
Oh.
Yeah, like traversing looks fun.
Okay.
Like that's like good. The big boss, whatever. Like, yeah, right? Like
this is the vibe, dude.
So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is whenever we do games for looking forward to 2025, this is gonna be high on my list because this looks awesome.
This looks fucking rad.
Yeah.
All right.
VO sounds great too, so you can watch it on your own and hear him talk, but it's awesome.
All right. Well, this has me interested. And again, maybe we can have Ben on the show. We talk about this and Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
He's a busy boy nowadays.
He's a busy
boy. He's a lot more famous than when we first met him, you know? He was already famous then, but now he's, like, super famous.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, it's not like he wasn't on a Netflix show.
Yeah.
When we talked to him.
Yeah. But now he's on Hulu, you know? He's
yeah.
All right. Place. He's you ready for this? You ready for this?
Sure.
The Green Gorilla Gamer writes in, "Sup, boys? So, everyone's still pissy about there being no info for Spider-Man 2 DLC 2 years in a row. However, TGA, they showed us Horizon Forbidden West DLC, and then they showed off Ragnarok DLC. If we follow that pattern, do you think we'll see a DLC announcement there? It would be bold to say it even shows up at a state of play or a showcase beforehand, but I think people need to chill out. What do you guys think? PlayStation Plus games? He's not a fan. Not a fan of sports games at all. Quidditch might be fun, though. I've never seen the movies, and I already own Little Nightmares 2. So, Kyle Stevenson, what do you think? We see Spider-Man there?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything about how you're putting a plan ahead to finish Last of Us Part 2. What do we?
Oh, I mean. Seriously, dude, we get it. We get it. It's polarizing in the beginning.
I kid.
Power through it. You're going to see more of them.
I mean, that does make sense to me. If that is the way they're going, we get PlayStation DLC for first party at the Game Awards. That could be fun. And also at this point, though, like, I'm totally okay if we don't get Spider-Man 2 DLC. And just wait for like another full game, like a Miles Morales kind of style game.
Yeah. I think
that's because like you didn't even play the Spider-Man 2018 DLC.
No, I did.
You played all three of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you
did. The only DLC I actually went and like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played. Yeah, no, I don't think you're going to get story stuff. I think you'll get more system stuff. I think like they're going to introduce an idea that will gestate into a Spider-Man 3. But I don't think they're doing DLC with this one.
Sure.
I'd love them to, but I just don't think you're going to get that. That being said, man, again, we need to see what's going on with the Wolverine, dude. Where's that bad boy? What's that looking like?
Just something other than the CG trailer that we've only seen.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. That said, he did also add a top tier question, but I think we're going to save that for next week.
Yeah.
The funniest.
Because you did say stay to a half hour, and we are.
Yeah, I got work in the morning. So. I'm at the work in the morning, boys.
Yeah, I'm dripping with sweat. So, like, I'm way okay. I got to deal with some Jiminy.
Yeah, you gotta end that bloodline, you know? All right, everybody. Listen, we love you all very much. Thank you for supporting us the ways you do, and we will see you next week.
Bye, love you.